Morning, Daf Chav today, and we're starting from the beginning of the Amud. We had till now that there's a halacha of Misasik, and according to one man, we learned that Misasik from the Pasik Ba, and according to Shmuel, he learned that Misasik from on Shabbos because Meleches Mach Shabbos Asotari. You have to know what you're doing. And these Gemara's kashas are really on Shmuel, the holes that Meleches Mach Shabbos Asotari, and you have to know exactly what you're doing. If not, he holds your potter. That's what Shmuel holds. So the more than that, Kash is really on Shmuel. Mosiv Rav Oishaya. It says in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Shazuri, Rav Shimon Oimrim, Lunechku Adava Shum Shem Echad Shuchayev. That Rav Loza and Rav Yeshua do not argue if you do something Mashem Echad Echayev, Alamanachku Adava Shum Shum Shne Shemois. And we'll see what we're talking about exactly. But they argue on something that's two Shemois, that means one was a ta'ina, one was a fig, one was a grape. Shemashim shtein shemash, Rav Eliezer v'chayev chatas. Rav Eliezer holds a chayev chatas. Rav Yeshua paiter. And the next part of Mishnah says, Rav Yehuda says, let's see, Rav Yehuda, my kama, the pligi, what does he say? He says, the pligi m'neskav v'lilka t'anavim v'loka ta'inim, shcheris loka levonim. So right now we're assuming shcheris or levonim is a tutu v'minim, and avim atenim a pasha tutu v'minim. But Yehuda, my comment, Pligim is Gavalukat, Anovim, Lokatainim, Shcheris, Lokalavanois, Anovim, Vitainim, Shcheris, Vanos, Mandi, Yoshtei, Shemois. Sahaini Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Shazuri. Rav Shimon and Shimon Shazuri say that Machlekes Rav Loza and Rav Yeshua, Vichai Vachatas is, so let's say it like this. If someone tries to cut the Ainim, he cuts Anovim. So go to Rav Eliezer, Yechai. Go to Rav Yeshua, Yepata, because my side tried to do Ta'inim and tried to do Anovim. And Rav Yehuda adds on the same thing. He says, I was trying to cut ta'inim and I cut an avim, or black ones or white ones. He also says the same thing. So what's the chilek that's chilek of Yeshua and Rav Eliezer? So what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon? What is the difference? Rav Shimon Shazuri and Rav Shimon Oimrim le'nechelku amashu v'shem v'shem v'achaz v'chai v'anechel v'shtei shemois. Then Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing. So look back at the Mishnah. This is on the Mishnah. It says like this. Rav Shimon Shazuri Oimrim Neklu Adavah Shemushim Shemesh Shuchayev. Ama Neklu Adavah Shemushim Shnei Shemois. Rav Eliezer was Chayev, Rav Shua was Potter. On Rav Yehuda, Afil Skam Lekatenim, Lekatenim, Anav Lekatenim, Shcheres Lekalavanis, Shcheres Lekalavanis, Lekalavanis. So the same thing. Well, what's the difference between Rav Shua and Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda? What is the difference between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda? That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara says, you know, I have shot. El Amisasik Ikabanai. Rav Yehuda saw Misasik Chayev. Rav Shimon Shazuri saw Misasik Potter. Like Rashi explains, we would say that the case of Shimon, they say in the argument of two Shemites, are a case where it's not Misasik. What's the case where it's not Misasik? Like we said at the end of the day yesterday, it means someone, there's grapes and figs. He wants to cut grapes. He forgets that he wants grapes, and he thinks he wants figs. And then he tries to cut the figs, he cuts the grapes. So here, Hitaka did his right machshava. He cut grapes. So that's not called Misasik, Rav Shimon holds. It's not called Misasik. And the Machlokes is, if you're Avad Malakit Malibai, this is called Avad Malakit Malibai, by two Shemois, are you Chayev or not? That's the Machlokes Rav Eliezer, I'm sure, according to Rav Shimon. But if you're Misasik, or you're Potter. And Rav Yehuda holds that they're arguing by Misasik also, which means that they tried to do an Avim, detain him. That's also where the Machlokes is. What? Rav Shimon holds Misasik is Potter. So what's Machlokes Rav Eliezer and Yeshua? We said by two Shemites, Machlokes Rav Yeshua. Machlokes is by Ovad Malakit Malibai, which means, okay. So that's what Machlokes is. But he holds Misasik as Potter. Rav Yehuda holds, no, the case is Misasik, that he was trying to cut Anavim and he cut Einim. There's Machlokes. Yeah. So, and like Rashi fears us, that's Mashba. Even then, Rav Yeshua only holds your Potter because it's two Shemites. But one Shem would be Chayiv. So the Kash is, from Rav Yehuda, you see that he holds the Misasek is Chayiv. And that's a Kash on Shmuel. How can Shmuel say Misasek is part of Lachmach Shavas? You have Rav Yehuda over here, holds Misasek is Chayiv. And even Rav Shimon's Poiter agrees that you're Chayiv in a case where it's one shame. If it's Malachas Mach Shavas, one shame should also be part of a Misasek. So Gemara's Kash is that you see here, it's Machlokes Tanoim, Misasek is part of Nats. How could Shmuel say if Pashtos, the Misasek is Potter because Melech Mach Shavas is not so Pashut. The more answers on that, Lohi. I don't know if I read the Gemara first, read it again. Allah Misasek Vinayad, Rav Yehuda Sov, Misasek Chayim. Rashim is Rusov and Misasik Potter, so it's Kasha on Shmuel. Moran says, Loi, no. Misasik Divra Kurl is Potter. So what's the machlekes of Shimon Shazuri and Rabbi Yehuda? Divra Kurl Potter. How come I commit for you? Shimon Shazuri Savar, Shachach Malaket Malibay B'Shem Echod, Divra Kurl Chai. That if someone, you know, wants, it's both grapes, and he wants to cut this grape, and then he forgets and wants to cut this grape, and cuts that grape, that's Pasha, that's Chayev, it's all grapes. Not a shayla. Keep Ligi, Rav Eliezer and Yeshua arguing by Shnei Shemais. The whole Mechlekes of Avad, Malak, and Malibay is only by two Shemais. That means by Ta'enim and Anovim, there we say that if he was trying to cut Anovim first, and then he forgot and cutting Ta'enim, and then he cut Anovim, that Mechlekes, if that's called, if that's Potter or not. So that's the machlokes. And Rav Yehuda Sava, Rav Yehuda holds, even by one shame, there's a machlokes by Avad, Malaket, Malibai. Now, what's Rav Yehuda's words? Rav Yehuda's words are Shcheres v'Levanos. Until now, we were assuming Shcheres v'Levanos are two minim. Now we're saying Shcheres v'Levanos are the same min. And it comes out, Rav Yehuda's telling you clearly, they're arguing by Shcheres v'Levanos, even though it's the same min, even though it's shame echad, they're arguing there. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Avad, Malakim, Malibai is even Machlekes by Shem Echad. Because the Gemara is changing now and saying that Shcharis and Levonos are one Shem.
Where do you go,
Shcharis
one Shem?
Where do you see that?
Yeah.
Right now in the Gemara. Because the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Lezer and Rishu argue, Saiv is Shem Echad, Saiv is Shem. Where do you see that in Rabbi Yehuda's words? Rabbi Yehuda says, Fakarat, it's Dafka's two Shemites. Rabbi Yehuda's words are that they argue by Te'enim and Avim, and by Shcheres and Levonos. So both two Shemites. So how do you think of Shem Echad? Most of the Gemara changes. That's what Rashi speaks out klar. V'svirle v'shcheres v'levonos Shem Echad, hein hoil v'hein min Echad. And it's a little bit shver, I think the Gemara just changes, like, totally more than everything. It's two meters, in other words, it's a woman. She doesn't like that. She doesn't make a princess. And she doesn't make a princess other kashas as well. Ayin Shom. But this is Rashi's shout in the Sugya. So, one pshat mechlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon is if they argue about Avad, Malaket, Libai by Shem Echad. That's one version of the mechlekes. Rav says a different pshat. Rav Amma, Lekadem Ike Benayu. The mechlekes is like this. Everyone holds Mesasik as Potter. And here, he wanted to do both. He wanted to cut to Enim and Avim. Just he wanted to do a certain order. First to Enim, then Anavim. And what happened when it is, he switched it around by mistake. He first did Anovim, then Ta'enim. So the Shimon holds that the Mechlekes is only by two Shemites. But by one shame, it doesn't apply to have Kadima. They're all the same shame. Rabbi Yehuda says, even by Shem Echad, they argue about the order. So Rav's Chiddush is that the Mechlekes is here, is that by the order, and going out of order is a tzad, that it's Potter, according to Rishua at least, that it's Potter because you do it the wrong order. And to bring a riot himself on a brisa, by tying him to a brisa. Holy lefano shtei neiris dalkos. Neskav lekavis azu v'kiva azu. You have two neiris dalkos, and you want to make chava this one, you make chava that one. Or lahadik azu v'tik azu. You want to malik this one, you malik that one. You potter. Shalom made some garis chayiv. But what about the second case? Here's the case that's against us. The case of order. Lahadlik v'lekavis. He wanted to be madlik, and then be mekava. He wanted to be madlik. There was two nairs here. One was lit, one was not lit. So he wanted to first be madlik that one, you know, I guess to have light here, and then mekabit the other one. And then extinguish the other one. And he did it out of order. Niskavin, the hadlik lekabois, the kibah vahidlik, and he did instead, he extinguished that one. There was madlik the other one, so it depends. Mashima achas chay. If it was one neshima, then you chay. Vashtay neshimais, but if it was two neshimais, and he did it the wrong order, you potter. You know, he blew on one and he extinguished it, blew on the other one and lit it. Then you part the white goes out of order. So Shmuel is bringing a riot to his, Rav is bringing a riot to his side. The out of order is a reason to be part of. The Gemara asks, by the Shema Achas, is the Chayev. Pshita, what's Pasha? You did everything fine. You did, what's your problem? You didn't do it out of order. So the Gemara says, he didn't do what he wanted to do. The Lahadik Mikaraba, he wanted to light it first. Lepshayev the Kavis. Vichy Ovid Maisa. Kiba, with Saif Hidlik, who? Ve'ema Potter. But here, if he did a Shema Achas, maybe it was Kiba with Saif Hidlik, and it wasn't why he wanted to do it. Kamashlo, no, you're still Chayev. Nidak dume loy makdim achuri nami loy mocher. Maybe he didn't do it first, but he didn't do it afterwards either, and that's fine with him, and therefore it's not called out of order. But Shimachas, because since it happened at one time, then that's fine with him. As long as he doesn't have that the first thing was the kibui, he's fine with that. That's the Gemara Shmuelon. So the Gemara, a little bit of a new Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Hachoita gecholim b'shabbos, chayev chatas. Someone takes gecholim out of a big pile, he's chayev chatas. What is the chayev chatas for? We'll see soon. Because Rav Shimon Lozo Oimer, Rav Shimon Lozo, wrote all the chayev shtayim, chayev two chatoyes. Preshim v'chabas al yoynes. When you take off coals, so the top coals like roll down, and they get extinguished, umavir statachtoynes, and then the ones you left open on top, they blow up. So when you take a shovel and stick it into the coals and take something out, you're causing kibui and you're causing havara. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon Lozo holds you chayiv two chatoyos, one for kibui, one for havara. Tanakama says only chayiv one chatos. So we have to explain this machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon Ben Lozo. It's easy Gemara's Gemara. Shaila Rabbi Shimon Ben Lozo, Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon Ben Lozo. That's Shaila. What's Shaila? Tanakama is chayiv chatos. Shimon Lozo is chayiv two. The Maya Skinner, what are we talking about? Either come mechaver lekabes v'lahaver. If you're mechaver to do the kibui and the havara, my time, my lepata. What's pshat in Tanakama? It's mechaver too. You're trying to do kibui, trying to do havara. What's the shayla? Ela loyka mechaver lahaver. You're not trying to do havara. So what my time? You're only trying to do kibui. You're only trying to take out something. You're doing kibui. My time, my mechaver tato. Why mechaver too? So what's going on? What's like this? The first one says you only have one chatas, not two. So you're part of another one. Tanakama. So Shaila is like this: if you mechaven both, you chayev too. If you're not mechaven both, how you chayev too? So what's going on? What's the biar machlekes Tanakama and Shimon Ben Lozo? Any kashrus Moshe? No. The Gemara and the Gemara Rabbi Lozo Rabbi Chiya Darman Tavayu could go into the skaven lekabes el yoyno gilahavers avtochtaina. Like Gemara explained a little bit later on, Rashi explained, talking about a blacksmith. A blacksmith needs coals. He doesn't need something that's blowing up in fire. He needs coals to sharpen his tools. So he was mischavin to mechavet the elyonos because he needed the elyonos. He wanted mechavet, but he knew for sure the only way to do it is by being lahaver tachtoinos. So it's mechavin. Just he doesn't really need it to blow up. It's even bad for him. He's going to scavel the kabbat elyonos to lahaver tachtoinos, and he knows for sure the way to do it is by taking off the top, and the top and the bottom ones blow up. So that's enough. So here, what's the shayla? So how can be chayiv? He doesn't want that. It's makalkal. The Tanakam was all makalkal by havara potter. That makalkal even by havara is potter. And therefore, only chayiv for the kibui. Realize about tzadikah makhayiv. He holds that makalkal by havara is chayiv. We had before such an idea by chabura. By havara also, there's usually makalkal is not also on Shabbos. You destroy something. You have a box of cookies. You want to open a box of cookies. Hell, open a box of cookies. You destroy the box, right? Because makalkal is mutter. Makalkal is mutter on Shabbos. Yeah, it's awesome at the Rabbanim, but for food, it's mutter. That's why I have a makalkal box. So look at makalkal is mutter on Shabbos. But whatever. It's not us the rice at least. Makalkal is mutter, right? So the only thing is that there's two things that is inherently makalkal. Choy velamaver. You hurt someone and you make a fire. Those things are destroying things. So halacha is that therefore, since the whole halacha is destroying, so makalka bavara is chayiv. So that's what this man name holds. Makalka bavara is chayiv. No, makalka is pata. So that's what halacha says. For the kibu yichayiv. For the avara, since he doesn't like it, he's talking about a blacksmith. Therefore, it's halacha says makalka bavara is chayiv a pata. B'chein Rav Yechanan, but not pachshana. We're talking about a case of a blacksmith. On Rav Yechanan, it's on Rav Yirmiyah. Someone goes, Ad kamli nesgal satayim shalachazu. Oh, gevaldik, we have this pshat and napach. Until now, I had no idea what pshat in this price is. No idea. So Baruch Hashem, we have a pshat over here. So that's one machabir machlekes, the Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Elazar.